USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin will be sentenced at a later date. And the State Department has updated its list of travel advisories, it says, to realign its recommendations with those of the CDC. Nearly 80% of the world's countries have been moved to a level 4 status, a do-not-travel recommendation due to the continued COVID pandemic. The agency says that travel still poses risks to American travelers, recommending that all citizens reconsider traveling abroad. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty Tuesday of 3 counts of murder and manslaughter in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. Chauvin will be sentenced at a future date, expected in about 8 weeks. Addressing the nation after the verdict was rendered, Vice President Kamala Harris encouraged Congress to pass a police reform bill that has already passed through the House.
This verdict brings us a step closer, and the fact is we still have work to do. We still must reform the system. Last summer, together with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Karen Bass, I introduced the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. This bill would hold law enforcement accountable and help build trust between law enforcement and our communities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Lawmakers have continued to question President Biden's decision to set a date later this year to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Senator John Barrasso believes the decision will be a mistake. The Wyoming Republican tells MSNBC that Afghanistan will once again become a haven for terrorists if the U.S. and NATO remove all military presence.
I think what we're going to see, if the U.S. pulls out, NATO will pull out, and the Taliban will take over again. The president's military advisors advised against this, as did his intelligence advisors. They have said this is going to turn the clock back on the women of Afghanistan. You know, girls trying to go to school to get an education will once again be killed. This will also set up a safe haven for those that want to do harm and danger to people all around the country and around the world, not just our country, but around the world. This will be a haven for terrorists. And, you know, people in the United States may say, well, we're tired of fighting radical Islamists. They're not tired of fighting us. So we need to be ever vigilant.
And the president of Chad, Idriss Deby, has died of wounds suffered on the battlefield against rebel forces in the north of the African country. Deby was in power for more than 30 years, taking control of the country in a 1990 coup. He had won re-election to his sixth term a day before his death, with nearly 80% of the vote. His security forces had been accused of cracking down on political opposition and protesters in the lead-up to the election. The country's parliament has been dissolved, his constitution suspended, and Deby's son, Mahamat, has been named interim head of state. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.